It's Helping Hand, airs statewide on All Things Considered, then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday afternoon's Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are thrilled to be welcoming back Best Buddies Hawaii. And this organization is a 30th anniversary level organization. They've been around for a while now, and of course this is the local chapter. We have them on because May 4th, they have their latest friendship walk coming up at Magic Island, Ala Moana Beach Park in the heart of Honolulu, 9 to noon. It's a great way for people to learn about the organization and to support their efforts, and we're going to hear about that. Best Buddies is an international focus that raises awareness and funds to support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They fund Best Buddies programs that are dedicated to building friendships between kids and fostering leadership development and integrated job opportunities for folks. There are a lot of ways to support this organization, and there are a lot of ways to support this organization, and we're going to be hearing about those with their state director of Best Buddies Hawaii, Sarah Mann, who we welcome back to Helping Hand now. Welcome back, Sarah. Great to see you.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
And is that still your title, state director?
It is, yes.
I like that. And I know that you've, over the years, evolved into that title. Yes. First, explain, because I know that there are some great organizations. When I think about you guys, I think about After School All-Stars. I think about Special Olympics. There's so many groups that do really cool things. And sometimes in talking with other groups, your name comes up because it's such a special niche and the way that it creates inclusion and tries to make something that can really help kids who do have disabilities and who don't to be able to come together and, as you say, in your program, create these friendships. So for folks who have children out there who maybe could be exposed to this, explain who Best Buddies is and what it does.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Best Buddies, like you said, is celebrating their 30th anniversary, almost 10 years on Hawaii. We are a nonprofit that goes into schools and we pair up a general ed student with a special ed student and provide friendship and leadership opportunities for them. And in that, we help create a very kind and loving atmosphere in the school, and it really provides an opportunity for the kids without disabilities to be exposed to kids with disabilities, and the other way around. We like to call it authentic reciprocity. It's really a beautiful friendship that comes about from this opportunity, and it also helps lower bullying in the schools, which is super important. Bullying and truancy are two big issues in schools these days, and when you're bullied, you don't want to come to school. So they're intertwined. So if you can come in with a program that helps lower bullying and recreate the social fabric of the school campus, that's pretty cool. So it's really great to go on to the campuses and see our programs and the impact they're having.
And so not only is it helping to create this sense of inclusion for both parties and the obvious confidence building and other benefits that would have for a student with intellectual or other disabilities who's benefiting from that. But on the flip side, as you're sort of talking about, it kind of brings out the best in the general ed student that you're partnering with them. So these are kids who are probably already kind of nice, and this is going to just grow that kind of niceness, that tolerance, that kindness, as I think was the word you use. And so it's kind of like that flip side thing. You're kind of taking a kid who has a lot of potential to do good and giving him a tangible way, he or she a tangible way to experience that at a young age.
Exactly. We, because of physical and social barriers, often little interaction occurs between students with disabilities and their typical peers in the classroom, or say during informational situations such as the cafeteria or at lunchtime. So our program helps move this forward, this important mission of inclusion and friendship.
The kinds of schools that this is in, Sarah, what's like the age range?
Yes. Well, now, Dave, we are in middle schools, high schools, and college. And however, this year, we are in the middle of a big expansion, and we are moving into elementary schools. So it's really neat to start younger, because I think, you know, if you can get in as early as possible to get kids to understand the importance of inclusion, that's our goal. So we've expanded this year. We are very fortunate to have received a great generous grant from the Castle Foundation and have been able to open three new schools in the Windward District, Kailua High School, Castle High School, and King Intermediate. So that's great to be have such a presence in this area. And so, and then on top of that, we're opening 10 new schools this year, which is really great. So we're super excited about our expansion. And thanks to my great team, we're just out and about making it happen and really spreading inclusion and friendship.
So parents who are in, which this is in the Oahu, this is Big Island in Maui?
Oahu and Maui.
Okay, so it's Oahu and Maui. So folks who have children in school in schools on either of those two islands can inquire about the program being at their school or nearby.
Correct.
And the program for students to participate, is there any cost?
They have chapter dues for their each chapter, which they fundraise together to pay for those, to send their chapter president and a faculty advisor to our leadership conference in Indiana in the summer, in July, every July. And that's awesome. It's really great. It gets participants from all over the world to Indiana University. And it's just kind of the front lines of the inclusion revolution. It's really awesome to get everyone together. There's training, and our buddy ambassadors go through some pretty rigorous training, and as a result come out even stronger leaders. So then they come back to Hawaii from Indiana and can go into the community and talk about the importance of being empowered as a person with disabilities, and then come back and share it with the community and you know, get a job and be an active member of the community.
And locally, in terms of the hours of participation, if someone is thinking, okay, it sounds really cool, I'm going to check and see if it's at the school that my kid goes to, what kind of hours? Paint a picture in terms of days, hours that things take place.
Sure. We are a club, so we meet during school club times. So the club operates often once or twice a month, depending on the school. However, then schools kind of go on their own, and they may meet a couple times a week, say during school lunches. A lot of times the right. buddies eat lunch together, or if they have something after school, they'll kind of then take it on their own to create
additional informal sort of.
That's right, exactly. What works best for them and their school chapter.
And then for parents who find out it's not at their school, how does it work to get this into more schools? Because I heard you say, because of a grant or whatever, some funding, you're growing it, you got 10 more that it's coming to.
Right.
But for undoubtedly, because it's a huge state and there's all kinds of places that it may not be. What's involved with that for a parent who finds out it's not at their school, but they love the idea of it being there?
Right. Those parents can reach out to me in our office, and our information is on the HPR website. So you can reach out to us and talk to us about the school that your child is at, and we can discuss maybe a teacher or someone who can back us up and support us, and maybe someone from administration, and see how we can come in and create a chapter at a school.
And how do, it sounded like you got funding, you know, you're grateful for this funding you were referring to earlier. How in general, what's your funding package? It comes from what different ways?
Good question. We get some government funding. We get some private grants, like I mentioned, from the Castle Foundation, some other foundations, Hawaii Community Foundation. And then we have our fundraisers, like the Friendship Walk May 4th. In the fall, we have our Friendship Jam Champion of the Year event, where we get together and celebrate the community and raise money to continue our programs.
So you mentioned it, and it's coming up next weekend. It is May 4th, Saturday, Friendship Walk, and this is going to be happening at right in Honolulu, Ala Moana Beach Park at Magic Island, 9 to noon. Now, you can, this is a way that obviously, and you can explain how people can raise funds and support the organization here, but it's also a day where you invite people to come down there and learn more too, right?
Right. They can learn more about Best Buddies, talk to some buddy pairs, which is really cool. Each school is going to have a activity booth, which is super fun. They're going to have games and you know, all kinds of stuff. So it's really fun to see them in action, and they get really competitive within their you know, chapter activities, which is great. And it's a lot of fun. We have musical talent. We're going to have good grinds, lots of good eats after a few laps around Magic Island. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great kind of family community day for Best Buddies Hawaii.
How do you guys raise funds in this way? What is the way that people would support this in terms of helping you make money?
Right. We have some local corporate sponsors who help out. We have community corporate and school teams. So people create walk teams, and they get people to sign up for the walk. If they donate $50, they get a really cool t-shirt with it's really neat. This t-shirt this year is a beautiful design. It says Inclusion Lives Here, and it's a pretty slick t-shirt, so I would suggest trying to get one of those. So it's neat to see what people do to hustle, you know, for us and help support us.
So you're saying people sponsor walkers. So it's $50 if you want to walk and get a t-shirt. And
correct.
That goes as a fundraising mechanism. And then people can be like, I want to support my friend Meredith, who's doing the walk, and I'll pledge $50 to support them. Is that how?
Yes, that's how it works.
That's a very cool way. So that's a way that you can support someone else, or you can, if you can't make it and you just want to do a donation, perhaps in honor of a loved one who you like to remember, and they may not have anything to do with intellectual disabilities or this sort of program, but you just might be touched by it, or it may be a loved one that you know would be touched by this kind of activity, and you just want to support it in their honor or their name. So there are a lot of ways to connect to it. You might realize without even having to be at the event. But for some people, one way that they can help you, and I know that this has been invaluable at a lot of different things with Best Buddies, is volunteering. So explain whether it's providing prizes for you guys to use, or perhaps supplies like drinks or tables, chairs, any kind of material support that you would need at this event, or in general, looking beyond that, other ways that people can either make a tangible donation of an object or could volunteer their time.
Yes, Dave, basically just what you just said about people want to volunteer their time, they can reach out to us at the office and we can talk to them about how they can get involved. Or if they have some tangibles and they want to, you know, donate some beverages or some food for the day, or tables, tents, whatever it is, you know, we're open to talking to people about it, because if we get some in-kind donations, then we can, you know, take the money we would spend on that and put it back into our programs and grow our programs more, which is the ultimate goal.
What are other ways that people listening could, that we haven't talked about, be supportive? And it could be in on a legislative end, because I know there are so many different ways to support an organization like this. Maybe it's on your board. Maybe it's helping to guide you guys with legal or financial advice to maximize the dollars that you get. Perhaps it's somebody who has an in with the education system and would like to help you guys to proliferate it on that end. Any of those spark a thing that, you know, just in terms of challenges you face in your role of directing this organization, that you think, you know what, actually, we could really use somebody who has this expertise on Maui or this kind of expertise here or something?
Sure. We are always looking to expand our board, to enrich, you know, and grow our board. So any advisory board members, people who would want to get involved in that capacity, looking for that. Also, at the school level, we've had some really great meetings this year with the Department of Education, and they love our programs, and we're still looking to possibly partner with them, because it would be such a great program that schools could roll out in, say, an IEP meeting when parents have gone through all the PLEPs and all the services, get, you know, how much ABA, how much speech therapy and OT is my child getting. You know, after that, at the end of the day, are they going to have friends? You know, that's so important. They can talk more and they can maybe be more coordinated, but will they be able to hang out with peers? That's so important. So if we could, you know, be partnered with the DOE, and they could say, oh, we have this great program, and your child will be immediately connected with a student in general ed, and then they will be friends. And then it's not just the special ed student, the general ed student. They hang out as a large group, and they also, you know, they usually then get more friends than just their buddy, you know. And so it's not always just the buddy and peer buddy. It's kind of a group of people that are really cool to be around, really good people.
And you're also, finally, before I give your contact info, looking for parents who know that their kid would be a good fit for either of these. Because, again, as much benefit as somebody undoubtedly with an intellectual or developmental disability can get from what sounds like an outstanding, nurturing kind of environment, it's also, if you have a kid who's already altruistic, if you have a kid who likes to help people who are in need, if you're already looking at your kid and going, wow, my kid's such a good person, all the nice things they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if I got them hooked up with this organization? Because who knows what kind of nice stuff they'd be up to if they had like a target like that. You know, they could make friends with a kid who needs a helping hand, and that could just bring out even more goodness in a kid who's already geared that way.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's our goal.
So you want to hear from parents, too, like who think, I want to get more involved. It could just be parents, too, huh?
Sure. Sure. Parents can get involved, and we can talk about how they can volunteer, and maybe they can tell us about their child who can be a part of the program. That would be great.
This is how you do it. It's bestbuddies.org/Hawaii to find out more online. You can learn more about the event that's happening next weekend. It's May 4th, the Friendship Walk, bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Oahu to learn about the event that's going to be 9 to noon on Saturday, May 4th at Ala Moana Beach Park at Magic Island there. You can send an email to learn more. Reach Sarah directly if you have an idea, a question, something that would be invaluable to help the organization, or you just need support and you realize this is a person who could offer it. Sarah Mann, that's SARAHMAN at bestbuddies.org. You can give them a phone call in the Honolulu area, 545-3025. On Maui, 242-6962. I've got all their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Sarah Mann. She's the State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii, an organization that's built around providing inclusion and building friendships with children that have intellectual and developmental disabilities and kids from the general education realm, and putting them together and to show that, as Special Olympics like to say, well, there's more that we share than we don't share. We're more alike than different. I forget exactly how they say it, but
right. It's
totally applicable to what Best Buddies' mission is, because it's another very righteous one. 30th anniversary the organization has, and their upcoming event is May 4th, next weekend at Magic Island, Ala Moana Beach Park. Sarah, thanks for what you do on behalf of all the families and the folks who have intellectual disabilities that you help to put this inspiring program out there, and then all the other folks who you help bring in as partners in it and who let their kids shine so brightly and themselves with all these philanthropic opportunities. Thank you very much for what you're doing and for letting us humbly try to help you here.
Thanks, Dave. I always love being here. I appreciate your support.